Her parents and brother are spending the holiday weekend up in the mountains. They're going to a party at the Montoya's country house. Before getting into the car, her mother asks her one last time, is she sure she doesn't want to come? Isn't she going to be bored all weekend with only the maid around to keep her company? And she says, of course not. Don't be silly. And in any case, the impossibly long drive on that endlessly winding road always makes her car sick. She shakes her head, sticks out her tongue, and makes a face like she can already feel the nausea. She's been there several times anyway, remembers what it's like. She's seen the automatic shampoo dispensers in the bathroom that fill her hands with grapefruit-scented foam. The shiny mountain bikes that have never been ridden, propped up on the porch. The indoor fish pond and the seashell-patterned ashtrays. Her brother will run around the yard screaming with the other kids, weaving and ducking around the water fountains and angel statues, begging the gardeners to let them feed the peacocks, hold the monkey, cuddle the rabbits. She always gets so bored, sitting in a white plastic chair and batting away flies, while the adults drink beer out of green glass bottles and talk for hours about things she either doesn't care about or doesn't understand. When she hears the word guerrilla, she'll picture a group of men dressed up in gorilla suits, roaming the jungle while carrying rifles, wearing black rubber boots with yellow bottoms, and she'll have to choke back laughter to prevent Coca-Cola from snorting out of her nose. The sinewy meat and burnt black corn from the grill always get stuck in her teeth and hang down from her upper molars like vines for Tarzan, and she'll inevitably end up prodding them with her tongue for the rest of the weekend. Mariela Montoya will be there too, of course, most likely wearing an oversized t-shirt, glowering in the corner, sucking on the tip of her long black braid, and they'll turn away from each other gracefully without even a kiss on the cheek, let alone a greeting. Hi, Mariela, Stephanie will never say. It's been so long. How have you been? So no, she tells her mother again, but thank you very much. And she brushes strands of hair away from her eyes, smiling sweetly. Fine then, her mother says a little sharply. You're lucky Angelina was willing to cancel her weekend off and stay here instead. Was that church thing of hers tomorrow or next week? She says this last part to her husband, who shrugs without looking up, still fiddling with the car radio knobs. One of the announcers is saying in a highly amused voice, Communist rebels? Those words don't even mean anything anymore. You might as well call them cheese sandwich rebels. Her brother makes a face at her through the car window, and she makes a face right back.